Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for doing so. You're listening to 1158 A. A's are always the latest news of the week and what it means to you. B's are great guests, and we have one this week. You'll want to listen to Juliet Morgan, Dr. Morgan from UC San Francisco's Departments of Neurology, Psychiatry, and Integrative Medicine, talk about long illness and what you can do to prevent it from ending up being a long illness for someone you know, or for you, how to shorten that long illness. Wonderful, wonderful book. I really believe that. The other thing this week, what I said last week, 1157, the news of the week, was a spectacular set of news of the week because it was about a way to prevent or why COVID was getting into the brain and what we're learning about preventing it. And we're talking about not just the vaccine, which is important. Don't get me wrong. And there will be, in a couple of weeks, I assume, an announcement about a new booster that we will talk about to make sure it is right for you. That is the last set of boosters, which I don't think, although the FDA and CDC said you should get, I didn't recommend because the data weren't clear that the benefit was greater than the risk, even for people with chronic disease. Well, getting the Novavax booster, I think, will be very important and have much less side effects. Top story of the week, it's not just inspiration, but inspiration with a resistance. Inspiratory resistance training is not just learning how to breathe better, but it's strengthening your diaphragm. Another study shows that inspiratory resistance training that I do every day that we've spoken about before is probably just key for you. Eating well matters as you age, especially you want to get enough protein from healthy protein and enough fiber, and then just love what you eat. Avoiding simple sugars, added syrup, simple carbs, but find food you love that loves you back. And it's tougher as you age to get all the protein and all the fiber you need, because you're eating less calories, but it's even more important. U.S. maternal mortality has doubled since 1999, and it's gone up in all groups, not just Black women, although it's gone up most in those. It's gone up in all groups. And nearly half of the tap water Americans drink is tainted with the perfluoroforever compounds that give us a problem. We now have identified the genes with multiple sclerosis severity. That gives us great hope of changing them or knocking them out or changing the proteins they produce or knocking those proteins out and helping people with multiple sclerosis not have as severe things. That's some of the great changes that are occurring. This is probably the most interesting one of the week, that if you don't have good sleep, it negates the benefits of exercise. And exercise plus good sleep are the best combo to prevent your brain from aging. Really important things. So this is great work that has been done. I've given you all of the real meaning. I should tell you who we are sponsored by: Life's First Naturals, makers of Truebiotics and a great probiotic combinations, and Bovine Colostrum, also a wonderful choice. You can go to their website and see the randomized controlled trials on their website that show the benefits that you can receive. We should do one of these shows on supplements and small molecules. It's one of the, what we call, pillars of the longevityplaybook.com. Longevityplaybook.com is our site that shows you and helps you choose what you want to do to control your genes so that you can stay younger for longer. It's not castor oil, it's sunshine. And some of the sunshine can include supplements and small molecules. So basics is stress management with posse and passion. The next most important, of course, is food choices, portion size, and timing of eating. The third is the four components of physical activity that make a difference to longevity in our program to help you build them in a fun way and getting your step equivalents with things you love to do, whether it's ping pong or paddleball or pickleball or rowing or whatever you love to do, swimming, walking, whatever you love to do. And then it is, those are the top three. Number four is sleep. Five is brain health. Six, avoiding unforced errors. And seven is supplements and small molecules. So the bovine colostrum and probiotics are some of those small molecules. You'll see at our other sponsor, longevityplaybook.com, and you'll find a library that's great for you. Part of that that comes up from resistance exercise actually is inspiratory resistance training. It's actually part of stress management, but it is great. If you can't buy that device, the inspiratory resistance device, and there are inexpensive ones, and I'm really kind of annoyed at the company. They were $12.95 at the start of the pandemic, and now they're $50. But they're well worth the price because it is a strength training for your diaphragm, the most important muscle in your body. Nearly half of American tap water is tainted with the forever chemicals, and those increase your risk of cancer. How do you deal with it? Well, you can get a carbon filter will work, and make sure you change the carbon filter, or osmotic filters work very well. And it tells you where in the country. You can go to the EPA website and look for water and PFAS. You can go to their press releases. That's how I found it. You go to their press release, and the press release on July 5th is on PFAS and shows you where in the country they are. Cleveland, luckily, has very low levels. Detroit, very high levels. So it's mixed, and you can't predict it just based on that it's on the Great Lakes or it's on Lake Tahoe or wherever. The other story I wanted to get into is, of course, U.S. maternal mortality has doubled, and it's doubled among all groups. So since 1999, it went up from 9.4 to 26.3 among whites, 9.6 to 19.1 among Hispanics. From blacks, it went from 14 to 49. So it's gone up in all of the groups, and it is problematic in all of the groups. So what do? We say, if you know someone who's pregnant, get them to a gynecologist, an obstetrician and gynecologist, and make sure they get monitored for their blood pressure, their blood glucose, have supportive people and friends around and family around, because that is really key. And we really don't know what's going on, why this is increased, but mental health, excessive bleeding, cardiac, coronary, blood clots, and high blood pressure are all some of the causes listed on death certificates. And I always speak to this because it's pretty simple. I've given you one simple thing to do: inspiratory resistance training through an inspiratory resistance. And if you can't do it, you double breathe. The second breath before you exhale is another way of getting your diaphragm to move. Try it. Put your finger on your belly button, and it'll move out as you take that second breath. That's important. As senior sense of smell declines, their risk for depression increases. So practice four smells a day. I do it. Coffee, one of them, almost certainly. A banana can be a second one. That was my second one today. My third was the smell of an avocado. And my fourth was the smell of an alcohol wipe. And the fifth, just for good measure, will be the smell of bleach. So it's pretty simple. You can use smells around the house to do it and boost your enjoyment of it that way. It's pretty easy for people to do. The only other one I did talk about was that genes identified with multiple sclerosis severity, we're going to be able to do something about that. And if you exercise, make sure you put aside time for sleep. That is, you are in charge of your own schedule. Make sure you get enough time for exercise and time for sleep. Don't make one sacrifice for the other. Those have been the key stories of the week, the best stories of the week. And remember, use inspiratory resistance training, four smells a day, and you'll live younger for longer. This has been number 1158A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, the news of the week and what it means to you is the A segment. The keys, do that double breathing or inspiratory resistance training preferably, and get four smells a week. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. We are, as usual, brought to you by people. I'd like you to visit their website, lifefirstnaturals.com and thelongevityplaybook.com. You will be glad you did, because they both are websites that will help you live younger, longer, and make choices that you can enjoy and that are easy to do and that have big benefits to you. Thanks again. See you next week on the radio podcast.